Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Hi, Krista.
Hi, Brandon.
So what are we doing this week, Krista?
We're going to Disneyland.
We are. Like, legit. Not pretend.
No, not vicariously.
Not anything like that. No. Nope. We're planning our trip.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We planned other people's. We have given lots of advice to people.
We've pretended. We've done a lot of pretending.
We've lived vicariously through our favorite YouTubers. We talked about them.
Yeah.
And now we actually get to do it.
Woo.
Oh, our April 2020 trip just got moved to April 2022, and we're jumping on a plane. We're probably not jumping.
Even on a jet. Plane. We sang that last time.
I know, you quit, and it was a whole thing. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
We even named the episode after that. It's true. Well, whatever. Okay. Anyway.
Yes.
Before we start planning our trip to Disneyland, we have some stuff to take care of that we do every week.
Yes. Brandon, what's your nerd thing this week?
Well, I've had a hard week at work, so we're not going to talk about that. That's dumb. That's not nerdy. I've been playing a lot of World of Warcraft this week.
You're kind of getting your fix before...
Going to be gone for a couple weeks, but I'm actually raid leading in World of Warcraft, so that's kind of my nerd thing.
I don't know what that means.
Well, so, yeah. Anyway, it's a thing.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I don't have enough of being a middle manager at work. I want to do it in my video games, too, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, that's cool.
Wah, wah, wah.
I don't know what my nerd thing is. I've just been marking like crazy because I'm trying to get all my
markings. I know what your nerd thing is.
Oh, what's my nerd thing?
What did you get in the mail this week?
Well, I got Amiibos. Can I say Animal Crossing?
Yes!
I thought I wasn't allowed to say Animal Crossing every single time.
Well, you're not, but...
Okay, yes. Series 5 Amiibo cards came out with the big DLC in November for Animal Crossing, and they were, like, really hard to find, and Brandon found me some, and it surprised me, and it's very exciting, and so I opened them, and... the villager that I really, really wanted was in there, and now he is showing up on my island tomorrow.
Okay, you have to describe this
villager. Okay, so the villager
hilarious.
Is a hamster named Marlo, and his eyes are, like, squinty and up, and his catchphrase is capiche, and he's a mobster.
He's hamster Marlon Brando.
Yeah, he
is. What he is.
And he's adorable.
Yeah, okay.
And I love him. Anyway, so I kicked out my really cute little deer villager so I can get Marlo.
It.
No, she didn't. Yeah. I loved her, too, but I can't have them all. So Marlo's coming to my island starting tomorrow. And what am I going to do without Animal Crossing for, like, days?
I mean, I guess you could take the Switch, but you're not going to really have time
I'm not going to have time. Not going to have time. I took it when we went to Mexico, but that was more relaxing. We're going to be go a lot, so.
A lot of go-go.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'm very excited about that. Yeah, I thought I wasn't allowed to talk Animal Crossing all the time.
Well, you're not, but... This was I bought you presents.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Be excited
I was
it.
Excited.
Okay,
yeah,
there
okay,
you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And what are you drinking this week?
Oh, I'm going to open it. This is a peach. Was it a peach lemonade or a peach
iced tea?
Tea.
It's iced tea.
Peach iced tea, which is, it was kind of springy today, and now it's going to start snowing and raining again. Yes, it's snowing starting all next week.
Well, it's interesting because in California, it's like super, super hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we get there, it's going to be, like, temperate.
Yeah, it's going to be, like, really nice for us Canadians.
And it's quite hot right now here.
Well, hot for...
Hot for this season.
Yeah.
And then it's going to snow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's snowing next week. We're leaving the snow over Easter break. So I'm about to open this. what are you drinking?
I'm just having a regular old neutral.
This tastes really good. It tastes like a peach iced tea. Do you want to taste?
I would love to taste.
And what kind of neutral are you drinking? Just a cranberry?
Ooh.
Isn't that delicious?
I would have many of those in the sunshine.
Yeah, so we don't quite have the sunshine. That was why I was talking about the weather. But I was kind of like, it's springy. Iced tea is okay in the spring. And
yeah,
peaches.
No, it's,
and
that is
it tastes
tasty.
Really good.
Anyway, I'm just having a regular old cranberry neutral. Mm-hmm. Is not as good as that peach iced tea.
There's definitely sugar in this.
You need to get a little bit more of those for the summertime.
Yeah, but no, there's a lot of sugar in this one.
That's okay. I will take one for the team.
Oh, okay. Also, Brandon, we have a new Moon Knight episode. Spoiler-free initial gut reaction. What are you thinking?
Whew.
That's what you're thinking?
That's
what
I'm thinking.
Who?
Oscar Isaac is awesome. Is what I'm thinking.
Developing a crush on Oscar Isaac?
Yeah.
You're like, developing what?
Oh, you watched Dune as well.
Well, I mean, yes.
Duke.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, yeah, no, Moon Knight's pretty cool. I like it. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, it's really cool. I really like the second episode too.
I like the whole unreliable narrator.
I always thing. Even in books and everything, I love an unreliable narrator.
It's
so
cool. I did hear a lot of people complaining about the special effects in the first episode.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And yeah, they were a little like, I think it was a combination of saving money, but it's also dreamlike.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
I think it makes sense.
I'm gonna give him a pass on that one.
Okay.
And I like all the character development in episode two, and Ethan Hawke is an awesome villain.
Man, he's
so cool.
So
cool.
Oh, so cool. Our friend and listener Lindsay message and said, I don't know if you're watching Moon Knight, but oh my goodness, Ethan Hawke.
So cool.
So good.
And yeah, so when the second episode came out,
mm-hmm.
we had nice clear skies here.
Yes.
And we had a nice crescent moon.
Oh, yeah, like the same day.
And I took a really nice picture of the moon with our fancy new phones.
We should
post it. And
yes.
It felt very Moon Knight to me, so the power of Khonshu.
It did feel, remind me, and I'll throw that up on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
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 It was very Moon Knight-ish. And I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, so most of my news is like Disneyland-ish news.
Yep. Well,
because I mean, we're heading there.
That's what we're focused on. I do have some non-Disneyland
related
news, but
remind
me at the end, and I will.
Let me run through because it's not like crazy. Here's a rundown of all the news. Moon Knight shockingly showed up at Adventures Campus at California Adventure.
Mr. Knight
did as well. Mm-hmm. Mr. Knight's there right now, I think, right after.
I wonder if we'll get to see
Mr.
anything
Knight?
To
yeah.
do with Moon Knight
I don't know.
There.
I don't know. But apparently, he makes nightly appearances. Mm-hmm. He shows up at nighttime.
Nice.
I know, isn't that great?
I'm going to be... Moon Knight's still going to be going on when we get there. So there'll be some Moon Knight stuff, and I'm going to be very excited.
Yes.
We have to go to Avengers Campus like every night.
Okay.
And probably Batuu as well, but that's beside the point. Okay.
And Cars Land.
Getting ahead of myself.
Okay. Anyway, I wanted to start with that one since we were just talking Moon Knight. We're going to miss a couple episodes. We'll have to get caught up when we get back.
Yeah, that's
so
fine. That's
totally
fine,
but we'll meet him in person instead. Also, the egg extravaganza. Yeah, egg extravaganza.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically, it's like a scavenger hunt for different Disney-themed giant eggs.
You buy a map, and
yep.
then it comes with stickers, and
mm-hmm.
then when you find all the eggs, you get you get
yes.
An egg.
Yeah, exactly.
A little character-themed egg
they're
as a prize.
Cute, and they're scattered.
But
throughout...
if you don't want to use your stickers, you can say, I don't want to use my stickers.
Yeah.
And
get
your prize egg. You're basically buying the
You're
map
buying the egg.
And buying the egg. It's
I think
fine.
They're really cute. There's Dopey, Genie. Oh, I really like the Cheshire Cat one,
yeah,
actually.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But that started March 31st.
Are
and
they
throughout
they're
Downtown
in...
Disney,
yeah, okay.
California Adventure, and Disneyland
all
itself.
All three, yeah. I knew they were in Downtown Disney. Then I heard that they were in the parks as well. So that's cool. Yeah.
Nice. We have so you know how they do the projection shows during during the fireworks and everything? We don't talk about Bruno is added to the projection at Small World. So that's pretty cool.
Has he got rats along his back?
Probably.
Yeah.
So it is only one of many Encanto experiences. We also saw that Mirabelle is now quite a lineup to meet Mirabelle.
Yeah.
Over kind of near Rancho del Zocalo.
Yeah, it's where Coco was hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we are there, character meet and greets will be back. You'll get to be in person. I really think Mirabelle's super cool, but I've seen that lineup, and I'm going to wave from a distance.
Yeah, it's like, oh, look, there's Mirabelle behind all those people. It's fine.
Oh, man, like, quite a lineup. So that's kind of exciting, though.
Mm-hmm.
Disneyland Resort is bringing an Earth, little mini Earth Day event, and they have...
Go Earth!
Yeah! We did an Earth Day thing in Mexico on our last trip, do you remember?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, we did like a beach cleanup, and then there was a foam party.
we cleaned up the beach, and then there was a foam party, but we like... We did a thing where we like posed, and they had a drone and stuff.
It was very cool.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool.
Mm-hmm. But
the beach cleanup was
that was cool. We like took bikes around and we filled bags of it was great. So there are limited time activities just for Earth Day. Apparently, there's a collection of cast member created recycled art.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, so like the idea is guests can vote for them, and there's a garden insects show and tell. But it's kind of scattered throughout the resort in different places. But I don't know. I kind of want to find out where this cast member created recycled art is, because that's super cool.
Oh, that looks like Small World.
Yeah, exactly. So they're finding different things someone did the casita from Encanto. And anyway, if you look at Disneyland News today, you can see a couple of the images from the pieces that have been done. So that's going to be really neat. This one, a news item I'm super excited for. In honor of the return of the 50th anniversary of the Main Street Electrical Parade, Disney has released new merchandise.
Yeah.
Yep. And Brandon looked at it and then went, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, there's some cool stuff,
including
a lounge fly bag.
And I went, uh-oh. Not as much as you went, uh-oh, though. The lounge fly bag is really cool.
Yeah, you're on a lounge fly budget.
Yeah, but, budget is a loose interpretation.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you're going to Batuu every night, so I should also be a little concerned.
You should be.
Yeah, fair. So there are, let's see. There's themed wishables. There is a dress, t-shirt, a couple t-shirts. But yes, like you said, the Loungefly budget. The Loungefly backpack is really cool.
I really like the dress, too. The dress is super cute. Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know if you can afford the dress. But...
Probably not. But especially if I'm getting the Loungefly. But there's also ears. And the ears are really cool, too.
Oh, those are cool ears.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, on top of all that merch, they did finally announce that they are doing dining packages for the electrical parade. I haven't heard about World of Color yet.
Not yet.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
I wouldn't be surprised, although it's weird they haven't announced it yet.
Yeah,
it is
weird. Because
they're starting the same night, they would have announced them together.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
But World of Color didn't do dining, they did dessert packages.
Yeah.
So maybe they're not doing that yet.
But yeah, you can buy some chicken dinner at the Plaza Inn and get your seats for the Main Street Electrical Parade.
If we do, because we're going to be there, like,
we are.
Our tail end of our trip is when it comes back.
Yeah. So we are there, and when it opens, and I don't know, we'll see. We're traveling the day that the reservations are supposed to come online.
Yeah,
we're
not sure.
I don't know how it's going to work, but...
If we go, it'll probably be through reservations.
Yeah, I don't really want to wait.
No, not for opening night when it's going to be hours
rough.
But, you know, it's still cool to, like, just have that energy around and everything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's return to normalcy, and it feels pretty cool.
Especially Main Street Electrical Parade. That's a classic, and it's very celebratory. If it was appearing the weekend before, and it had we had a few days to try and catch it, but we're literally going to be down to, like, one day. So,
yeah, we got one day, and then also Dapper Day. So
yeah,
we'll
see. There's Dapper Day. Yeah. So that's interesting. Anyways, we'll see. But do keep your eye open. They say April 14th is the earliest that the dining packages will be on sale.
Cool.
Yeah. So tell me your news item.
Well, you had a lot of exciting Disneyland stuff. This one's a bit of a downer, but we did talk about the Oscars and the whole incident.
Yes.
About Will Smith. And he had withdrawn from the Academy. He's no longer a voting member. He resigned.
Yeah.
But the investigation was ongoing, and the Academy announced today that he will be banned from the Oscars and any Academy events for 10 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
That is a long time.
Well...
And I think that's fair.
I think it's fair, too, especially when we heard that they asked him to leave and he said no.
You can't do that.
No.
Yeah,
we talked a lot about that in our last episode, so if you want to hear our very passionate thoughts about it, definitely go check out that last episode. But, that's interesting. It is a downer, but I'm glad there's something.
Yeah. No, it's what should happen.
Asked him to leave... And he had said yes, maybe he wouldn't be banned for 10 years.
No, I don't think that has any bearing on anything.
So?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I just feel like since it's after the fact, you know. But yeah, a little bit of a downer, but also, you know, maybe a little bit appropriate too. At the park. Hey, Randy, you want to go to Disneyland?
I do. I really do.
Okay. So today's episode, since we are packed and ready to go, and we literally are packed, I zipped up a suitcase. I always packed a few days in advance, and I zipped up the suitcase.
Pretty close to packed. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, some last minute stuff, but it's zipped, ready to go. So we thought it would be really good to chat all about our plans. Of course, we do understand in traveling plans often go awry, but
we're pretty versatile. Yeah.
But I was talking to some coworkers, and they cannot believe how well organized we are when we plan trips. But for me, I think planning is part of the fun.
Yeah, it absolutely can be part of the fun. Some people don't like it, but
yeah,
I really do too.
And we travel very well together.
But
of that.
You can't overplan, and you can't get too disappointed if your plans have to
That's
change.
Morris,
you got to be a little flexible.
See,
which we are.
We are, I think. Yes.
Yeah.
So for us, I just want to explain before we get into our plans here,
okay, yeah.
kind of our style, because when I was talking to a couple people at work, they could not believe that we planned this much. I said, "Well, we plan this much, but we're pretty easygoing."
Yeah,
like
we don't get
upset. Don't happen.
We don't get upset if it doesn't quite work out, and then we can pivot.
Exactly, you know, because we have all the information from all of our plans.
Yeah, just pivot.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm. Okay, so just to preface our conversation with that, we are planners.
Oh yeah,
we're not pantsers.
No,
we don't fly by the seat of our pants.
No, I know what pantsers
I know
mean.
You do, but I'm just explaining for everyone else. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so we are flying out on Thursday. This Thursday. We live a couple hours from our closest international airport, so we'll be going Wednesday night to the city, staying overnight, catching a plane Thursday morning, as long as we test negative for COVID.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. The States has not dropped their testing requirements, so we will be testing before we go. We should book that.
Yep.
Is another thing, but anyway, we'll be fine. Everything's fine. It's all good. So we land on Thursday.
Yes.
And we're gonna go explore downtown Disney.
That's our first
stop
as soon as we check in. Staying at a good neighbor hotel for the first part.
Yeah, for most of it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And drop off our stuff, check in, go explore downtown Disney. And you have in mind a couple stops we want to make on that first night. We want to check out World of Disney.
Yeah, that's where all your
window
merch is.
Window shopping.
You kind of plan out your merch, and you can see most of it at World of Disney.
Exactly. So we're going to check that out. And we're thinking, what are we thinking for? We're going to eat in downtown Disney?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have to eat somewhere, so...
What's on your list? Like, what do you want to do?
I'm thinking the Jazz Kitchen.
Yeah.
Is what I want. I like some New Orleans food.
Yep. And here's the thing. They have new beignets out.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're like Oreo cookies and cream-ish.
Well, they are part of the Food and Wine Festival. The Jazz Kitchen
That's right.
is one of the stops on the Food and Wine Festival. So that's cool. And maybe after we do some shopping and some eating, I might head over to the brewery and have a flight of beer.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Would be kind of fun as well.
Yeah, we're big brewery fans, so we want to check out the downtown.
Yeah, and the Ballast Point Brewery looks pretty good.
And again, they also have items on the food and wine list.
They do, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm not sure if we'll be ready to eat anymore at that point.
Probably
but definitely
not, but
taste some
little
a drink
beer.
Or two. Yeah,
a little bit
sounds
of beer,
good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we let's walk through everything we're doing. We've landed. We've gone to Downtown Disney. We are heading back not too late of a night because, of course, rope drop.
Oh, we're going to rope drop every single day.
Yep, and this is the nice thing about not, like, it just being us two.
Yeah.
We can easily do rope, well, easily, I don't know about easily, but we can do rope drop to close, even though it closes at midnight.
Gonna be some long days.
Yeah.
Gonna be some long days.
Now, common, you know, advice is to take the mid-afternoon break when it's really busy and go back to the hotel and go for a swim. And we might do that.
We might one of the days.
Chances are pretty good, though, that just in the afternoon we'll just do things like, that'll be a good time to do, say, the Tiki Room or cruising on Mark Twain or something,
yeah,
that's relaxing in park.
Chill out a little bit, rest, sit down.
Okay, so we are going to do rope drop. And now we have extensively talked rope drop because we really, really want to do Rise of the Resistance and want to make sure we get that in.
Yes.
But common advice is not to rope drop Rise.
You could. And I think we would be okay at it, but it might be better served to rope drop something else.
Yeah.
And so a few somethings else.
Yeah.
Is
so you can basically do, say, several other high level attractions and then go stand in line for Rise, even though the line will be longer, or you could just do Rise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the problem is once you're over there, it's not like running from Space Mountain. Not running. Don't run. Space Mountain to Matterhorn or something that's like side by each.
Yeah.
It's like you're over there and you're over there.
But two is off by itself. So I think a first day, I'm thinking we start with Indiana Jones.
Oh, that's a good choice. Okay.
And I think the first day we're going to get Genie Plus.
I think that's a good choice for the first day. Mm-hmm. What are your opinions on getting the individual purchase one? So, like, is that how you want to do Rise?
I don't know.
Unless it's not working out the first day and you get nervous.
Might have to play it by ear, but that's a lot of a lot of money.
If we were only there one day, I'd be more tempted. Mm. But I think we can play that part by ear. I'm going to lean towards no. But if it gets to be that day is wandering down and we haven't gotten to do it and it's not looking good, then I'd be a little bit more inclined.
Yeah, we'll see how long the line is and stuff like that.
But part of our process here is we haven't seen Galaxy's Edge. And so we don't want the first time we see Galaxy's Edge be rushing mid-rope drop.
Right.
Right? We want to go explore and wander.
Yeah, we want to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen Adventureland, so we can rush through Indiana Jones, and that's fine.
Okay, so here's a question I'm going to offer to listeners. Would you recommend rope dropping Indiana Jones or Space Mountain? Because that's, I think it's six of one, half dozen of the other. You're good either way. It's just, what's your favorite, right? Because you could do all of Tomorrowland, but you could do Space Mountain, Matterhorn would be your two biggies on that side, or you could do Indiana Jones, Big Thunder.
Yeah, and I'm thinking Indiana Jones,
yeah,
Big
I'm good
Thunder
with that.
Is
mm-hmm.
going to be our starting spot.
I'm totally good with that. I like that area a lot. In fact, in a couple weeks here, our next episode is going to be about Adventureland. And so while I was like looking it up and we just talked about Frontierland a few weeks ago, so that's going to be a fun start.
And so, yeah, we're using Genie Plus, and we're going to park hop at 1 o'clock, and we're going to go check out all the cool stuff over in DCA as well.
It is very different since the last time we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different park now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But our first day, we're going to be going hard on rides.
We really are.
Is basically the plan.
Yeah.
We're going to use and abuse Genie Plus, and we're going to be trying to go at lunchtime on rides and
late night
late night
get as much in a rope drop as we can,
absolutely everything.
Yep. It's going to be, our first day there is going to be like, we're not going to be doing really sit down meals or anything. It's going to be grab and go stuff, eating that Bango barbecue skewer while on our way to just another attraction.
Yeah, just get as many rides in as you can.
Yep, that's going to be the goal for the first one.
Wave as you pass the Dapper Dans. You don't get to stand and watch the Dapper Dans. Sorry, you know.
All right, no, that's okay. Not the first day. The first day we're going to go hard.
Yeah.
And that's because we got reservation for the first day, but our second day, we don't have reservations for anything, so we are going to take it really easy.
Easier.
Well, easier. We're going to have a hotel day on our second day.
Right.
Obviously not our second day in the parks, our second day there. So we're going to, do a little swimming, but we're going to spend some time in downtown Disney that day.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about, like, rope dropping or anything.
We're
like
going to sleep in a little bit, catch up, because we've been up to, well, we traveled, and then we were at the crack of dawn and rope dropping and all the way till midnight.
Travel because we have to spend the night before at a hotel. It's actually like almost 2 travel days.
Almost. Yeah.
I mean, it's not uncomfortable or anything like that, but it's not quite just, I woke up, drove to the airport, jumped on a plane. Like it's a bit more of a process. Yeah. So we'll go super, super hard the first day and take it a little bit easier the second.
Yep, and enjoy the sunshine, and head back to downtown Disney and have a nice little meal somewhere that we didn't the first night. And
yeah, so like the plan is Jazz Kitchen first night, but that doesn't of course mean that's what's going to happen.
Who knows? Yeah,
we don't have reservations for that or anything like that.
Might find some Easter eggs, who knows?
Yeah, I don't think I need to pay for that, but I am definitely in favor of wandering and looking for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You might want an egg. I don't
know. I might. We'll see. We'll see how I feel. Okay, so that is going to be kind of a casual day. It is a Saturday, so part of our process here was avoiding some of the bigger crowds.
Avoid Easter Saturday.
Mm-hmm, exactly, because it is the Easter long weekend.
It is. It's not spring break, but it's still going to be busy.
Yeah, and some places will have their spring break, but most of the push is late March.
And then guess what we're going to do the next day?
On Sunday, we're going to go to Universal Studios.
Universal.
We're having one day at Universal.
Only one. We're gonna try to do our best on Sunday. We're hoping it's a little less busy than Saturday would be. We'd like to see all the Harry Potter stuff.
Oh, did I tell you I have my outfit planned for Universal?
No.
I'm definitely... I guess it's not Disney bounding if it's Harry Potter, but I have...
Potter bounding?
Potter bounding because I have a black and yellow shirt outfit along.
Oh, you are...
I'm going to be my Hufflepuff.
You are very Hufflepuffy. I'm going to wear my Loungefly bag.
You mean my Jurassic Park bag?
It's my Loungefly bag.
My Jurassic Park bag.
It's mine.
Yes, you can wear the Loungefly bag. Okay, so here's one thing. I do have a small collection of ears, and I have a small collection of Loungefly bags, and I have a small collection of Nuimos. Do you notice I put small in front of all of those?
They're not small.
So I am packing one pair of ears, 2 Loungefly bags, including one the Jurassic Park one, and then one Disney one, because I'm intending to get another one while I'm there. And the Main Street Electrical Light Parade is a strong contender at this point.
Yeah, because you're not going to get that anywhere else.
Exactly. You know? And we're literally there when it comes back.
Yeah,
right?
It's really cool. Really cool.
I had my eye on the Disneyland one, but this is kind of an event thing.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm really leaning towards that one. Yeah. So we'll see, but that's what I'm leaning towards. And one pair of ears. I have a solid, just plain Minnie Mouse one. And again, I'm intending on getting some ears while I'm there. There's a few pieces that I'm like looking at right now. You really like the Space Mountain ones.
I don't have any ears. I don't have an ear collection.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the ears have bows on them, and so it's not really my aesthetic.
Yeah.
But the Space Mountain ones do look pretty cool.
Yeah. You're not anti-wearing ears.
I would wear them.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like the Loki ones. They don't have those anymore. I would totally go for the Loki ones.
The Loki ones are very cool. So, I decided to go Minnie Mouse because it's the most basic, and then I'll add to my collection while we're there.
Maybe they'll have Moon Knight ones.
That would be super cool. I really also am tempted by the Red Panda ones from turning red.
Turning red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say they're not exactly just Red Panda. I guess they have the character too.
Yeah, they're like kind of emoji style or something.
Yeah, and I like the classic Disneyland sign ones, and I am also now liking the Main Street Electrical Parade. Obviously, I'm not going to get them all, so I have to kind of like decide in person. I'm bringing one Nuemo. It was tough, but I'm bringing Winnie the Pooh. I'm hoping to add to my collection while we're there, except I really want Kermit, and he's really hard to find. So
yeah, I don't think he's going to be there, but, well, anyway.
Fingers crossed, we'll see. So anyway, that's kind of the situation. Yes, you can wear my Loungefly Jurassic Park bag while we're at Universal Studios.
I should pack some of my Jurassic Park.
You have a Jurassic Park t-shirt along.
Okay.
You picked it out.
Nice.
I had all your Jurassic Park attire in a pile, and you said, I'll wear that one.
Yeah. A lot of it's long sleeve, and
that's,
it's going to be
too
hot.
Like
too
jackets
hot. Yeah.
And sweaters and stuff.
Sweatshirts,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Universal Studios. I'm really excited to see the Harry Potter stuff. I understand it's not as extensive as the one
in Florida, no.
But it still looks really cool.
It looks cool, yeah.
And I'm not. We're a little old for the Harry Potter craze.
Yeah, we're not Potterheads, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I still like
and
it and everything.
I like the theming that they've done in Universal for it.
I like the
theming. Mm-hmm. I wish Super Mario World was there because I am much more of a Super Mario person.
We will be heading there once it's open.
Yeah.
We'll be going back, don't you
worry. That's Universal.
So Universal. Yeah. What anything else standing out in Universal that you really want to do? Because for me, it's Harry Potter. I want to have a Butterbeer. I will stand in that stupid line for Butterbeer. I want to do the tram tour.
The tram tour, yep.
And we will, of course, do Jurassic Park.
I want to immerse myself in Jurassic Park, and, like, Jurassic Park merch is kind of my jam.
And they have a Mr. DNA line now.
They do.
It just came out a week ago, and Brad went, uh-oh.
Yeah.
We thought we were safe at Universal.
No, we're not safe.
They
also have some, like, sneaky, like, Ghostbusters merch there, too, so.
Oh, man, that's tough. See, I really liked all the classic stuff. I liked E.T. and Back to the Future and things like that. And most of that, they have some merch, but most of that stuff is, like, the attractions are gone. So I thought, other than Harry Potter, would be pretty safe, but, not so much.
No, it's all Jurassic Park. We're heading there, so.
Okay, well. It's going to be problematic. And right after Universal, we're actually going to head the next day, which we're up to the Monday now. We're heading to Knott's.
Yeah, Knott's.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do a couple days in Knott's, actually.
We're actually going to buy a season's pass at Knott's because if you go to Knott's twice, it's cheaper to buy a season's pass.
Right. So that's what we're going to do.
So that's what we're going to do because it is the Boysenberry Festival.
Exactly.
So we're gonna have a couple days at Knott's. We're gonna take it pretty easy. I like the rides at Knott's. You're not the biggest fan.
It's too the thrill rides are too intense for me. You might get me like on one of the like slightly lesser intense ones, but the family ones I'm good with, things like that. But I'm really excited for the Boysenberry Festival.
Yeah, they have some great food, of course. There
and you're pretty comfortable going on those attractions by yourself.
Their fried chicken, of course, is always delicious.
Yes.
But they have all sorts of food there right now, so that's going to be really cool. And yeah, I will hop on the single rider.
I know you wish that I would go with you, but at least single rider moves you through quickly.
Yeah. They have a lot. Like, I'm big on the thrill rides. Knott's delivers the thrill rides, the second to only Six Flags in California there. Mm-hmm. And Six Flags lineups are insane.
Right. Yeah. You get a lot more bang for your buck at Knott's.
Yes, absolutely. Knott's is probably the best value theme park that you're ever going to see.
Well, and I'm really excited for, I'd be excited just for the fried chicken, but I'm really excited for the Boysenberry Festival. That's really up my alley.
Because we're buying a season's pass for Knott's for the same price you can get 1 day ticket to Disneyland.
Right, which was kind of our other thought process.
Crazy.
Yeah. So it used to be that if you had, say, 5 day park hoppers or something like that, you could buy a seriously discounted 6 day, which is something my family's done before. But no.
That hasn't been the case for 6-7 years.
Right. So even since before the pandemic.
Oh, long time ago.
So we thought this was going to be a better way to do it. And then we don't have to stress so much. You could take your time. You can re-ride some of your favorite rides. I can sit there and eat all the Boysenberry meatballs to my heart's content.
Yes. We're going to pig out at Knott's.
We really are, because we also have to do the fried chicken.
There's so much good food there.
We have 2 days worth of just eating, let
biscuits
alone anything else.
Biscuits and chicken and all sorts of yums.
And I really like the fact that there's like artisans and workshops and stuff like that as well. So it's kind of, not, our stuff doesn't really overlap that much, but we both have stuff to keep us happy.
Yeah,
there.
we'll make it work.
I think it's also a good time to mention that you have a very good friend who lives in the area who will probably be joining us on some of these adventures.
Yeah, he's going to join us at Universal on Universal. He's going to join us at Knott's on the first day, and then he's going to do a couple days of Disney with us as well.
Yeah, because that was going to be the next thing that we're heading to is going to be it's our second day at Disney, but it's our first day where we're going to start at DCA this day. And we definitely know that's going to be one where he's joining us, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. And we're going to have to decide what to rope drop at DCA.
Oh, I think it's probably Cars.
I'm thinking Cars is a safe bet because if I'm paying something, I'm only paying once and it'll be for Rise. It won't be for Radiator Springs. So that's going to be a good bet. And it's not going, we haven't seen Radiator Springs. However, we'll have kind of explored it during day one.
Yeah, we'll probably jump on there on day one, but I think you rope drop Radiator Springs, and then you maybe check out Guardians or Spider-Man's after.
Yeah, something in that general vicinity. Now, the other exciting thing is Soarin' Over California is there at this time, which is funny because I've never actually been able to ride Soarin'.
And that's the other thing. We will probably do a lot of the Food and Wine Festival this day.
Exactly. That's, I think, going to be most of the focus.
Because our friend is a magic key holder, and we can kind of leech off his magic key holder discount and enjoy some of that Sip and Savor Pass delicious action.
We'll buy him a beer.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fantastic for everyone.
Yes, it really will.
So we're excited to explore the whole Food and Wine Festival as
well. Actually, when we're talking about how well organized we are, we not only do we have all the menus up, we kind of picked our favorite must tries just based on reviews and things that look really cool. I am really excited about some of the churros that are up.
There is a lot of churros.
There's that mango churro. This is a me one, not a you one. Reviews are seriously mixed because people absolutely love it or absolutely hate it.
The other thing that's mixed that you really want is the peanut butter and...
I was just going to say. The macaroni. I keep wanting to say mac and cheese. There's no cheese. It's peanut butter macaroni, but I would be happy putting peanut butter on everything in the world.
Oh, man.
So I have a feeling I'm going to love this.
Peanut butter and jelly macaroni. Gross. No, I don't want it.
Now, some of the things that are not mixed, they're just absolutely raving, is a lot of the other pasta dishes.
Yeah. There's a lot of good pasta. And there's some
carbonara.
There's some spicy stuff that I'm excited about. And
there's some drinks. I mean, drinks are expensive and you can't use your Sip and Savor for the drinks. The alcoholic drinks, yes. But there's a couple that have caught our eyes.
The Mimosa Flight.
That's the one that caught mine, yeah.
Yeah,
so that's kind of fun. We'll try
something. So, yeah, we're focusing on DCA that day and all the food and stuff, and we might pop over. We do have Park Hopper every day, so we'll probably pop over to the other parks.
If nothing else, DCA closes before Disneyland
does.
That's
right. So, yeah, and we're going to try and close down the park every day. We're only there five...
Exactly.
We're only in the park 5 days, so, I mean, that's a lot for some people, but...
But some of those people get to go every year, and that's not... We haven't gone in many years.
I've only been to Disneyland once.
Exactly. I've been there more than that, but it's been a very long time.
Yeah.
So one of those other nights might be when we do Fantasyland.
Right.
Because I do want to do all the Fantasyland.
Fantasyland, you either rope drop or you do it in the evening when the fireworks are on, when all the chillins are looking up in the sky and they're not on rides.
So rope drop, obviously, you can walk on pretty much everything. You can do all of Fantasyland in 45 minutes. And there's a lot of attractions.
And
I just take less than an hour.
If you have kids, that's what I'd recommend because that's what they'd like.
Yeah, definitely.
But
we probably want to do the thrill rides during that time. However, it is pretty tempting. When we went before, we actually did rope drop just by fluke, heading that direction, got caught up in the crowd and just ended up going that way. And we did all of Fantasyland and then headed into Tomorrowland in the first hour.
We did all Peter Pan. Mr.
Alice.
Toads, Alice,
yeah,
Snow
both.
White.
We did the teacups and the dark ride. Yeah, everything.
And
Pinocchio, Storybook Land.
Yeah, and Storybook Canal and Space Mountain in like an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so
the power of rope drop is strong.
Right. And especially, like, if you want to talk just number of attractions you can get in, Fantasyland is actually the way to go, because you know who's really slow at doing rope drop? The
children.
Kids. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Whereas people who rope drop do tend to do Space Mountain and Indiana Jones. You're getting, like, but those are, of course, the big lineups as well. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, you're not losing if you're rope dropping. It's just plan accordingly.
Yep.
So that might be a good one to do after that. DCA closes at 10. Disneyland is open till midnight. That might be a good one to keep in the last couple hours. You're still going to have bigger lineups than you are at Rope Drop, of course, but it's a lot of those kiddies' bedtime.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride hits a little different after dark.
It's true. And Storybook Land Canal is such a soft spot in my heart.
I like that as well.
I like that one a lot. I do.
Casey Jr.
I like. I always compare Casey Jr. and Storybook Land, and Storybook Land is one of my favorites.
They're in and around the same area.
Exactly. But yeah. I do like Casey Jr. One of my favorite memories is actually being on Storybook Land during the fireworks.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's just
It would be beautiful.
Yeah. And so they stopped and it was like reflecting in the water. It was very Disney.
So
Adventureland is also great in the dark, by the way.
Yeah. That's our Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wednesday, we're starting again in Disneyland.
Yes.
And I've marked it on the calendar.
Oh, yes.
We're doing the mountain challenge.
Is that what we're doing that day?
Yes.
You didn't tell me. That's exciting.
Yeah. Wednesday is the mountain challenge day.
Okay. So let's explain the mountain challenge, because it's been a few years. This was a big thing before COVID.
Yeah. And it was a little easier then, because you could have fast passes. You could use fast passes.
You could use, according to the challenge, you could use one fast pass. We don't have fast passes.
You could use any fast passes, but you could realistically only use one because
of time.
It should be only an hour to do the mountain challenge.
So the mountain challenge is you do all four mountains in one hour.
As fast as you can.
Yeah.
And if it's a good time, it should be under an hour.
Yes. So it's, and it's, the goal is to do them all, but I mean, if you really want to challenge yourself, I don't know if we'll make it, because there's still a little bit of spring break crowds, but we'll try, is you actually end up at the same starting point. So you like loop back. So we saw someone do it, and they left the clock on Main Street, did the mountain challenge, and came back to the clock in an hour.
I don't think that's possible. I'm going for the rides, and then because we're gonna start on Space Mountain. We're gonna do Space Mountain, Matterhorn, Big Thunder, Splash.
Okay, is that our plan?
That's our plan.
Okay,
that's my plan.
Okay,
because it's not gonna be super hot when we're there, so Splash will probably be the least lined up.
The problem with this one is if Big Thunder is only running one side of the tracks, you need to hit that right.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing. And then after you come off Splash, you hit Indiana Jones.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then that's just your bonus. But that won't be an hour. That'll be like an hour and a half, maybe.
That's okay. I like this. Let's do the mountain challenge on our Disney Day 3 starting at Disneyland. I'm here for it.
That's what we're doing.
And a Wednesday's a good day to do it. It's not going to be quite as crazy. Now, the problem is, okay, we don't have a spring break, but we're actually going in between Easter weekend and the weekend when we have Main Street Electrical Light Parade, World of Color,
Dapper Days.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like we're not going to have, we're going to have crowds. Now, I've only ever been in the summer, so, like, I'm used to there being crazy crowds, I guess.
And there's still reservations, so things cap out. Like, it's still not full.
Exactly.
But.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, I like this. Wednesday Mountain Challenge. And this is going to be a good one to, like, the rest of the day, fill in anything that we didn't do our first day or our second day. And also, this is a good time to start revisiting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll be revisiting the biggies probably every day, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah.
At least every day where we start in the park. But this will be a good one where we can also, like, maybe spend a little bit more time in Batu. Now, we do not have Oga's Cantina reservations. I tried. It's not happening. I'm still on some watch lists
and
stuff like that.
We're going to stand by Oga's.
But we are good to stand by. We are good to, like, just stand and stare at the scenery.
Well, you book your spot and then you go on Smuggler's Run or something and it's fine.
So I've heard that people have had pretty good luck as long as we get there pretty early.
Yeah,
so
it'll be.
This might be a good day to try that out.
It'll be totally fine. Well, you can't run straight to Oga's and book it
No. We're rope dropping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Thursday, we are actually going to be heading back to Knott's that day.
Yeah, so more Knott's, fun.
Yep, finishing up everything else. Now, the cool thing with the Boysenberry Festival, I meant to say when you're talking about the Sip and Savor Pass at Disneyland, is for the Boysenberry Festival, their pass card actually does include alcoholic drinks.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we should have a little. I've looked at like the big ticket items for the menu,
Knott's,
but I'd like to look
always
a little bit more.
A better value.
Yeah, Knott's is a better value.
That's just the way it goes.
Yeah,
so.
Totally. So yeah, that one we are going to be revisiting some of your attractions, and we're going to be kind of like rounding out the Boysenberry Festival.
Maybe revisiting some of our Boysenberry Festival favorites.
I have
as
a feeling that's also very likely
because we're gonna have an annual pass holder discount there, so
we
can always buy a second pass of
Boysenberry
Festival.
I have a strong suspicion we will be doing that.
Yeah.
We'll be making strong use of the pass.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's the nice thing about doing Knott's the 2 days is it's going to be a little bit more casual. We don't have to rush.
You don't have to rush. And you can get a lot done at Knott's.
So that takes us to the Friday. So for that one, we are actually leaving our Good Neighbor Hotel and we're going to check in to the Disneyland Hotel.
Yeah, so we have a crossover. We also have reservations for the park that day.
We do. It's going to be a very busy morning because we're starting at DCA that day. Mm-hmm.
So we have to take our luggage and drop it off at the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
And then run over to DCA.
Yeah.
And this is also our reopening day for Fireworks World of Color.
So it's going to be busy. We figure it's going to be really busy that day.
So us moving hotels isn't taking that much out of the parks because it's going to be pretty lined up that day.
Yeah, I think so. We'll still try to rope drop, but who knows? We have to get breakfast and stuff like that. But
yeah. That 7 a.m. security might not be happening that day since we have to do with the luggage and everything before that.
Yeah, who knows?
We'll see.
But yeah, we get to check in to our Disneyland hotel that day.
Yes, and we're going to be doing the leaving the luggage and coming back later.
Which is a good option if you're checking into a Disneyland hotel or Disney World for that matter. They will hold your luggage and you can go to the parks that day.
Exactly.
And it's totally fine.
Yeah.
Because check-in time will be like 4 p.m. or something
exactly.
like that, and you're not going to be there for 4 p.m., so whatever. Yeah.
No, and in fact, that works quite well for them because it spreads out everyone checking in,
yeah.
So there's not going to be a huge lineup of people.
Mm-hmm.
There is, but it's going to spread them out a little bit more. So, like we said, that one we're starting at DCA. I have a feeling we're going to be doing so many Avengers things.
Yeah, I'm going to try some Pim's Test Kitchen
mm-hmm.
stuff that day, I think.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Because we probably Sip and Savor the...
I might be revisiting some Sip and Savor items that day, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Saturday, we are at the Disneyland Hotel, and we are actually at the Disneyland Hotel. So, this one we are having a hotel day, because
we're at
the Disneyland Hotel.
We're spending a big chunk of change to stay at the Disneyland Hotel, and it's kind of a bucket list item for you. And
it is for me. Yeah, it's on my list, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, so we're gonna chill out at the pools, but we're also going to the Dapper Day Expo
that starts
on Saturday.
And there's something else we have.
Okay. So we're gonna go check out the Dapper Day Expo, and there's some merch there that looks pretty cool.
Yeah, merch
and stuff like that.
We are bounding on that day.
Yeah,
as well.
We're gonna bound. What are you bounding as that day?
I'm gonna be a Dole Whip.
And guess what? I'm gonna be. Churro. Yeah. It's a churro. Anyway, so it's going to be very dapper, but there's definitely a food theme that
now,
day.
Now, we're easy. We're going to be dapper, but we're going to be easy.
Easy dapper,
that
yeah.
day, because the next day we're going a little bit more all
well, and we're also by the pool most of the day, so.
We're literally just going to go change, do the expo, and then go for dinner.
Yeah, so we're going to go for dinner.
We have reservations at Goofy's Kitchen, and we made them before character meet and greets were back.
Yeah, so we're gonna get, like, actually see the characters.
Yeah.
They're not just gonna like kind of like wander by
from
a distance anymore.
And I don't necessarily need to, like, in the parks I wouldn't need to stand in line for characters, but if one didn't have much of a lineup or something like that, I'd be very tempted. This is actually gonna like save that.
store. Yeah. So you get to see. That's the good thing about character dining, because it's a little expensive, but it's a big buffet thing. You get your money's worth on the food, and you get unlined up characters.
Exactly. So you've never done character dining, have
I have.
You?
I
what
have,
did absolutely. You do?
I was in Disney World, and we did breakfast of character dining, and it was a whole mishmash of things. I think Winnie the Pooh was the star.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember where the heck it was, but it was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I've done the Plaza Inn breakfast a couple times, and that one, it's Minnie and Friends, but the one time I was there, the big focus was Winnie the Pooh characters. Not Pooh Bear himself, but like Piglet was there and Tigger and Eeyore and so on. And, but it was also a mishmash. Like there was, Tigger was there for a bit, but there was also like a Penguin from Mary Poppins
it's Plaza Inn. That makes sense.
Fairy Godmother from Cinderella, like all of those kinds of things.
But I would say,
and I have done Goofy's Kitchen, but I did it for breakfast.
I would say if you did it for dinner. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I would say that character dining is a really good value if you want to meet some characters, get some pictures with characters, because you got to eat anyway.
Yeah.
And you're going to get your fill there.
It's true.
It's all you can eat and lots and lots and lots of food. And you get characters without waiting for them. So it's efficient.
Well, and I was laughing because I was on some of the forums and things like that, and they're saying, my teenager doesn't want to go to character dining. I'm like, we're going without children to character dining, and I do not care.
And we're not the only ones.
We are definitely not the only ones. It is not a thing whatsoever. It's more and more common all the time, because you know what? People want to meet characters, and they're not crazy about standing in line, and you gotta eat anyway.
So it works out. It's expensive, but not like crazy. It's not crazy.
And you also remember everything's expensive in Disney.
Yeah, exactly. So, whatever.
I'm very excited about this. Yeah. Are you going to have the peanut butter and jelly pizza?
I am not.
I am.
Yeah, you will. But I'm going to have a lot of food.
I'm intending to have a lot of food as well.
They might lose money on me eating. Like, even though they're charging an arm and leg, I might.
You're like, challenge accepted.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'll get my money's worth. Yeah.
We would really love to have a drink at Trader Sam's. You can't get a reservation. So unless we went on a long wait list, that would be really cool. Otherwise, we might check out Taratoga. For like a drink or something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind one of their fancy drinks at Trader Sam's though, like where the tiki start chanting and stuff.
I would like that as well. I'm on a watch list for a reservation, so we'll see. But if not, then we might put our name on a big long list. And I mean, the nice thing about Trader Sam's is you can go there even if you're not staying at the Disneyland Hotel. Right. So if we miss out, we can catch it later. Some other trip, maybe. Okay. So the next day, Sunday, April 24th, is
our last day. But it's also
the official outing of Dapper Day. Yeah. So this is sadly our last day. We're starting in Disneyland.
Because that's where Dapper Day is.
Primarily.
And seriously, if you're anywhere and have access to Disneyland, head to Disneyland that day. And
crowds are going to be crazy.
Get reservations.
But it's gonna be so cool.
But don't even think about rides or anything. Just like.
Yeah.
Absorb the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Dress up.
Yeah.
We're gonna be dressed up.
We are. Okay. Do we want to say what we're gonna do?
Sure.
Okay.
We'll post pictures. We actually posted pictures before.
So this was actually our outfits we planned, because, like we said, it was planned for April 2020. We were gonna be there Dapper Day, so we planned outfits. And then they, of course, switched to Dapper Day at home. So we still dressed up and we took local pictures, and they had contests. It was a whole thing. We're doing a little bit of a, like, not a gender swap, we're doing a size swap, because I am going to be C-3PO, and Brandon is R2-D2, and our outfits, I think, are absolutely amazing.
They are pretty cool.
It took us a while to put them all together, all the different pieces and everything. We had to get some tailoring done now, but they look really great.
But
and
you got
all packed up.
Nice big gold dress, and I got some R2-D2 pants.
I even have matching crinoline along, and it's a whole thing. And I made a fascinator as well. So I might only have one pair of ears, but I also have a Fascinator on.
So we're going to look pretty spiffy.
Pretty dapper.
So if you're anywhere nearby and you want to say hello, feel free.
You can't miss us. Brandon is ridiculously tall.
I am
tall.
Very tall, yes.
So find the tallest R2-D2 you can possibly find. Mm-hmm. It's Brandon.
odds are, yes.
Very tall R2-D2.
Never tell me the odds, but...
Oh, well played.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. If you're in the parks, please do come say hi, because that's awesome. We are going to be joining the throngs that are going to be lining up for the Mark Twain and the carousel. It's all about the ambiance that day.
Yeah, we're going to just have some Disney magic that day. We're going to go on some rides, but it's not going to be...
We will probably rope drop and everything, but we're not going to be rope dropping running to Space Mountain or anything like that. We're going to be... just enjoying being in the parks. Now, if you are in DCA, the big focus is the Disneyland park, but there's still a lot in DCA because they have that Art Deco style.
Right.
And so there are still items that fit with that. So, you know, if you can only get reservations for DCA, don't stress. Still dress up. You'll still have a good time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We have park hoppers every day. We might jump on over there. We might not. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll play it by ear.
Could be fun to go on the Incredicoaster with our goofy outfits.
I don't know. Crinoline, shove out my massive dress into this.
Mission Breakout.
Oh, I was thinking Mission Breakout. Yeah. How fluffy is my dress?
I think the ride photo on Mission Breakout with my boater hat would be hilarious.
Well done. Yeah. So that is our last day. And, our flight leaves early Monday morning.
Yeah, so we got to be at the airport at like 5 in the morning.
Which
like,
is when the airport opens.
When it opens.
We're flying into LAX, but we're flying out of John Wayne.
We're flying into John Wayne. We're flying out of John Wayne. It's John.
Oh, okay.
It's John Wayne both ways.
Okay, sorry. I thought
partner.
Nice.
That's my John Wayne.
Left a little to be desired.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. All right. Well, that's cool. So here's the thing. The park, Disneyland park now, DCA closes at 10, I believe. Disneyland closes at midnight. However, Main Street and Downtown Disney closes at 1. I've heard that you can leave your luggage up until about midnight. Although if you discuss with them, you know, maybe a few minutes after midnight's fine. So we were like, our original plan was to get a hotel near the airport.
Yeah.
But you have to be there before your 5 a.m. flight. So we would literally be getting a hotel for like 2 or 3 hours. So we're going to sit up in a Denny's.
Yeah, we're gonna walk across the street to Denny's and have some coffee. And
with our suitcase.
Pull an all-nighter.
Yeah.
We'll see if we're still in our Dapper Day outfits. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. It's going to be an adventure
And then we're going to sleep on the plane.
This will help us sleep on the plane. We do have a layover, which is a little unfortunate. Because it'll probably fall asleep for 20 minutes and then be up. But we'll see. We're going to give it a go.
Yeah, I don't know. You'll only live once, as the kids say.
So if I am awake enough to do it, I think I should post in our Instagram stories about that adventure that night.
Yeah, we can do some live streaming at 3 in the morning of our...
at Denny's.
Our Denny's adventure or something like that. But like,
just a pot of coffee.
Yeah. Hit me with your blackest coffee and your finest slam.
So, it's a little crazy. We might be a little old to do it, but we're not old enough.
We're going
to
make
better.
It work and we're going to get a lot in and we've been saving up all of our energy for this because
it's true. I'm so excited.
We've been trapped at home for so long. So
when we booked this trip originally for 2020, I was like in tears with excitement then, and then we couldn't go.
We could not go.
So let's all be aware also of how much I'm going to cry on this trip.
Because for the first time in forever.
Oh, do you think I'll be like with it enough and like not emotional enough to actually noticing that song? When we arrive,
you could do an Instagram shot and spin it around and singing that song.
I will.
Okay.
So these plans sound pretty awesome, Brandon.
We've got a lot to pack in, and I think we're up for it.
Yep. We're packed. We're ready to go.
You got rides and food and
you're going to build
fun.
A lightsaber?
Oh, yes. We didn't even talk about that.
No, you're going to build a lightsaber. I'm going to build a droid.
Somehow we're going to fit that in somewhere. I don't know.
Somewhere.
I don't know.
There were openings.
We had it all booked up before, and now we're gonna
put our names on a list when we get there.
Play that one by ear, but it's not as busy as it was, so it's okay.
No, I haven't. I've checked Savvy's, and there was a lot of different openings. Depends on which day you want to go, kind of thing. And of course, to build a droid, Droid Depot is lots of openings. So.
Yeah, Droid Depot is walk on. Savvy's a little bit more involved, so it's more popular.
A little bit more, yeah. But there's, you know, we'll just make it work.
Yeah, well, it'll be good. And I'll have my lightsaber and you'll take my picture by the Falcon.
You bet I will. And I'm going to have my droid. I have his name all picked up. It's QT314 because it's Cutie Pie. I have my backpack that I made for him. He's ready to go.
Sweet.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay, well, I think that's a good plan, and I'm very excited.
So definitely follow along. I'll be posting on Instagram and everything like that. So definitely, if you want to see what we're up to.
It's coming right up. Hang on. And when we go to Universal, hold on to your butts.
Nice. That was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, contact us on our social media. Like I said, Instagram. Or through our website, you can email us there if you're like, hey, what are the crowds like, or whatever.
We'll do our best, yeah.
Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show, and you can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and you can also find a link to all of our social media accounts, but honestly, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, if you go there, and if you search DisneyA, you're going to find us. You can also find us on our YouTube channel, Adventures A, and Disney A episodes are available on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. In fact, if you can find one we're not on, contact us and be like, what the heck?
Yeah, we're pretty much on all of them.
I don't know any that we're not on. So. And you know what else is cool while you're like checking out those streaming platforms, especially if you happen to be on Apple Podcasts? It'd be really awesome if you like left us a rating. You can even a 5-star rating would be really appreciated, or like a little comment or something like that.
Engagement.
Yeah. Do you know this is our 80th episode?
No.
That's insane.
I do now.
Well, because I told you.
Yeah, you just told me. Yeah.
How did that happen?
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A as well. You can listen to Disney A episodes. This is so cool. You can listen to us on Magic of the Mouse Radio. So if you're like, man, I wish I was also in Disneyland, like Kristen, Bran, and R, you could get a Disney fix by listening to Magic of the Mouse Radio, because they play music from the parks as well as the films. And you can listen to different podcasts on Magic of the Mouse Radio as well. Ours, you can listen to at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. I don't want to talk about next week's episode, Brandon.
Yeah, you do.
So,
I gave you a gift of cinema.
Next week, we have a Blind Date with Disney episode. We're recording in advance, so it comes out next week. So we're going to be skipping past like news and Moon Knight.
There's going to be nothing. It's all Blind Date.
And it's not a good sign when I told, when Brandon said, okay, he's going to pick it. And then he just laughed maniacally. And then he went on the app and picked it, and then proceeded to it was not reassuring at all.
So stay tuned for that, because that's gonna be fun.
I'm not excited. Well, I'm Krista,
and I'm Brandon.
Until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
I'm going to be a churro! Yeah, it's a churro.